Talk Back Jackson Sports here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Mark Daly in the studio, and joining us on the sports line, we have Tom Knutson with the Fishing Report. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Doing great.
Oh, man, we're so thankful that to have you back joining us with the Fishing Report. We had an absolute blast last week as we kicked off the end-of-season preseason sale. And it was fun. It was fun getting back and talking about a little activity on the water, Tommy.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was a great way to kick off our hopefully weekly conversation going forward. So
let's
for sure that was a fun day.
So before we get into the Fishing Report, how is the sale going?
That's going solid. It's definitely not a record, but didn't expect it to be. You know, product is even tougher than last year getting it. So we didn't have near as much of certain product going into the sale, so it was expected not to be quite as strong for that reason. So we it is what it is, and the customers are still coming in and buying the stuff that they need, just don't have quite enough of some of the bigger stuff that we would normally have.
Boy, I tell you, I love that pole that I picked up. It was a great price, and it's got great balance to it. I've got probably half a dozen smallmouth just this past week with it. It was a good buy for me to replace my ugly stick.
Well, great. Yeah. Glad it worked out for you.
Yeah. So, I guess, where are the hot spots? Where do we want to start today? What are we talking about as far as the Fishing Report goes, Tom?
Well, we are the first week of September. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, after this weekend, the lakes are going to start to get a little more quiet because of schools and the holiday being over and just in general, the temperatures coming down. So we're going to see some really good activity coming up shortly on bluegills. They're still deep, but guys will start watching them and transition them in towards not towards the shallows, but towards the drop-offs.
Okay.
Everything is going to go into, once this temperatures, which obviously were colder than we were last week, starts dropping the lakes, the temperatures in the lake, we will start seeing some really good feeding activity from the fish, because they've been slowed down because of the heat and the warmer water temperatures. Once they start dropping about 10 degrees, boy, they'll go into a feeding frenzy because they know what's coming next, and that's winter time, so they're going to want to stock up.
Yeah, no kidding. They're going to get their Thanksgiving early.
Absolutely.
So what's still working with the bluegills? Are we still using wax worms, or are we using something else with the bluegills?
Bluegills right now, most guys are using crickets, vertical jigging.
Okay.
Straight down, they'll anchor out, once they find them on their graph, so they'll anchor out, and some guys will use cane poles. A lot of guys will use, we talked about last week, ice fishing equipment right over the side of the boat, but cane poles are a big thing, 12, 14-foot cane poles, so all they got to do is just lift, because cricket fishing is a little tough, and keeping the cricket on the hook is even tougher, so cane poles, you just vertical. I mean, you get a bite and you just lift right up, and the fish comes right to you, and take it off and load her up and do it again.
Yeah, I have two fiberglass cane poles that I have not used in a long, long time. I don't see them a whole lot in this area. I see them all the time when we're perch fishing up north in the chain of islands in Lake Huron, but I guess I haven't seen them a whole lot down here.
Yeah, it's a one of those deals that it comes and goes, but there, if you go out there this time of year, you'll start seeing the hardcore guys with their poles.
Right, all right. You mentioned earlier...
Another thing, Mark, that's happened, too, is that there's a lot of these 12, 14-foot crappie poles, they call them.
Right.
Not so much extendables and traditional, and they're actually running spinning reels and stuff on them. So some guys are running vertical... They'll vertical fish it with a slip bobber, set the hook, and then they're able to reel it in.
All right, gotcha. Interesting. Okay, I haven't seen that either. I'm going to definitely check that out. So we also talked a little bit before we got started about perch on Lake Erie.
Yeah, that's starting to pick up steam. After that big hot spell we had, it's starting to cool off, and the perch fishing on Lake Erie is starting to ramp right up, which was, it can be hit or miss depending on the years, but lately, the last 7-8 years, it's been really good down there, and it's fun to hear you know, big catches, 100 plus, catch 100 plus fish catches.
Yeah.
You know, those type of things. And good fish, 10, 11, 12 inch fish. So really good fishing.
Mostly using perch rigs off the bottom?
A lot of guys will use perch rigs off the bottom. You're right. Yep. Mm-hmm. With minnows, tipped with minnows. Minnows is a big thing. You know, they use emerald shiners is a big thing down there, but they can't get them right now because of the heat.
Right.
So there'll be golden shiners, baby goldens they call them. So
mm-hmm.
it'll be the second choice. Third choice would be rosy reds, and then fatheads after that.
All right. And I'm sure you're well-stocked with the appropriate baits right there at Knutson's.
Yeah, we try to be. I don't the minnows, most guys will get them down there and trying to keep them alive between
right.
here and there is awful tough this time of year.
Yeah, it's something you're not going to want to travel with, but how are the perch doing here locally?
You know, Mark, perch here locally is, that's a tough subject.
It is.
Subject.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happened. Can't answer the question as to why. Maybe it's the zebra mussel.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to what once was a really solid perch fishery, you know, say on Clark, some on Devils,
yeah.
Allen Lake, some of those lakes, which you could consistently catch decent fish, it's kind of disappeared. You can get them, but traditionally, anymore, they're not the big yellow bellies. They're those green, tiny ones that never mm-hmm. grow.
Right.
And they're the ones that get to be a pain in the butt when you're, you know, deep water fishing, and you get the little nibbles, and you go, oh, and then it's nothing but a
right.
little green perch. So I don't know what it is. It's, you know, in the mid-'80s, early-'80s, mid-'80s, there was a lot of perch around here, and not so much anymore.
So I caught one perch on Round Lake about 6 years ago and never saw another one since until this week, when a seagull had about 8 or 9 inch perch off my dock.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was surprised as heck to see that. That actually got me a little excited, thinking, well, I'm gonna get my perch rig out, get that thing untangled and take it out on the water, see if I can find anything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, and the thing is, what you will find when you do find them, they're mm-hmm. usually a bigger fish. They're usually not you know, they're not a small one. I mean, the worst kept secret was when Watkins Lake, which was out there on the Trolls farm,
mm-hmm.
When the state took that over, when they allowed ice fishing that first year, it was unbelievable the amount of perch that came out of there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they were big perch, you know, they were 10, 12 inch fish, and then it didn't take long, and
mm-hmm.
those perch aren't there no more. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. not in the quantities that they were those first couple years.
Mm-hmm. So we got bluegills going to be in the deep water still, but making their
yep.
way towards the drop-offs. Lake Erie perch starting to come in. Anything else we should be hitting on today?
Well, you know, once we get a little bit cooler, them pike are going to go nuts.
Oh, man.
They're the ones that are going to be the biggest eaters, and those are going to
yeah.
be the easiest to get your hands on
mm-hmm.
once that happens. And that's when the guys who fish for the big ones, this is what they're waiting for.
Right.
You know, same with guys who fish muskie down like in Lake Hudson, and that, you know, they're waiting for that water temperature to come down about 10, 15 degrees, and then they'll start fishing big suckers and stuff like that for those fish.
Those muskie in the Lake Hudson, you know, if you have access through the Lake Hudson recreation area, those are some monsters down there.
They can be, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a really good deal down there, you know, mm-hmm. to have some kind of trophy fishing like that that's available to us. And it's a pretty good deal.
So what do you see mostly up here for the pike? You see a lot of people throwing their spoons out, or are they using live bait? What do we see mostly up here around here?
A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of everything. Spoons, bucktails, you know, they'll troll. The guys who do well on Lake Hudson for the mm-hmm. for the muskies throw bass baits. They
oh,
don't
really?
Go for the big, you know, like you see in Minnesota and that, where you had, you know, bigger bait the better. Here it seems to be a little smaller presentation, but that's not unusual in this area. I mean, that's not unusual for southern Michigan.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we're so heavily fished that you've got to go a little smaller to get their attention.
I know when I go out, when I'm fishing for my northerns, I usually have one pole out there that has live bait on it, looking just keeping an eye on that bobber, waiting for it to go under, and I'm throwing a variety of spoons out. If I'm not getting hits after about 5-10 casts or so, I'm swapping out for something else.
Yep.
All right. Tommy, man, we appreciate this. So looking forward to this being a regular feature. End of season, preseason sale goes on until Monday?
Yep, goes through Monday, 5 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. Head on out there if you're looking for something to either wrap up the season or get yourself ready for the next season. Tom Knutson from Knutson's. Anything else, Tommy, before we wrap up?
Nope. Sounds great. Mark, you have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. You too, Tom. It's the Knutson's Fishing Report here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This is Talkback Jackson Sports.